wash off is concrete.
Is Ed in by chance?
No, sir, he's not. Can I take a message?
Do you know when he might be getting into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out?
He's kind of in and out, but maybe around 11.
I gotcha. I'm just trying to follow up here with some financing that was done with Case New Holland. Does he maybe have a controller or an office manager
available? Yeah, I'm the controller. I can help you with that. What's up?
Okay, yeah, we had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago, it looks like. It was actually based off some good lending history you had there with Case New Holland. Do you recall receiving that by chance?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so it was actually a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and you guys have been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base.
I think he's not going to follow along on this. I mean, it's nice to have, but we don't really need it at this time.
I see. Is there a time of the year where you guys do look to bring on any equipment or some additional capital for, like, projects?
We got plenty of working capital. It's really just, you know, whether we should do equipment finance in the coming year. And, around November is a good time because by then they start looking at the coming year. So November.
Yeah, you guys take advantage of the tax deductions that you guys can write off there with the with the Section 179.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a company our size, it's just right in the sweet spot.
It is. It is, especially with the way they keep increasing it every year, it looks like. So.
Well, it's good. They made it permanent, which was the main thing. It's $500,000 to us and permanent. You know, the law is now permanent, so I'd have to guess all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so that's really, you know, for a company like our size and profitability, I mean, that's just a huge advantage. But do call us back in November, and, you know, we might have something we need financing then.
Yeah, well, we can definitely touch base then. Is there maybe a good email there I could shoot you? Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego.
I did see an email about that, yeah. Was this jim@chavisconcrete.com?
Say that again?
jim@chavisconcrete.com.
jim@chavisconcrete.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over. It'll just some.
We've always pretty much internally financed things, but from time to time, debt financing makes more sense.
Yeah, you know, it does make sense, especially when, you know, it's an opportunity where you're able to take advantage of maybe a piece of equipment that's cheaper than usual. You only have a few days to maybe take advantage of it. We're able to fund you in right around 48 hours. So we definitely move a lot quicker than your typical nationwide bank, and that's kind of what a lot of people find attractive about us. It just allows them to take advantage of opportunities right then and there and start making money. So,
just so you know what's going on, we're adding a very capital-heavy asset, a concrete pump, and we've got that financed through a company that does mostly concrete pump financing for Schwing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to work out. And I think if this one really comes up pretty good by November, we may be looking to add the second one. So the question is, you know, what about financing that?
Uh-huh.
Part, 50% financed or less, something like that.
Did they make you put, like, X amount down with that? Or what was the structure there on it?
Yeah, we did put 20% down.
20% down?
Yeah, so.
And then would you do, like, a five-year loan on it, or?
Yeah, five-year amortization is a 42-month loan, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's.
There's a 30% balloon at the end, you know, and we'll probably just buy it before that.
Yeah, that's definitely the smart move there. As far as the equipment financing goes here with us, you know, the only thing that is probably usually going to either be put down is some programs don't require anything down. Others just require first and last month's, monthly payment on it. But it's definitely something you should maybe consider here down the road in November if you guys do look to do it.
In general, they like to pay cash for everything as far as they can. But, some circumstances, debt, I think, makes more sense. And by November, we may be looking at replacing one of the backhoes.
Yeah, what was the new concrete piece of equipment there that you recently financed? What was it?
A Schwing concrete pump for $500,000.
Oh, wow. It's a serious piece of equipment.
So that's it is, and it's sort of a new venture for us because we've always rented them from others, but the cost to own is to rent pretty much.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
Oh, the markup on renting it.
This is a small company, so how it fits in our operations is going to be challenging.
Uh-huh. Have you been having to, like, turn down business before that because you didn't have that equipment? Is that kind of why you wanted...
No, it's just that we think this could make it be a good incremental moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of money just sort of parked at the bank, and it's like, well, gee, this doesn't earn anything if we, you know...
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If we make 5% on this, it's a whole lot better than
0.05%. Yeah. I think that's 100% true. How long ago did you take out? Did you bring on this piece?
That just happened the last couple months ago.
I see. Have you been seeing a good return on it?
We haven't actually taken delivery of the equipment until next month. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you guys haven't even really got to break it in yet.
No, we haven't tried it out yet. So hopefully, if it works well, you know, our friends in the public business have said, you know, you're going to want two as soon as you get one. So that may be the case.
That's a good selling point right there.
Once you get one, the second one comes pretty fast. So that might.
I see. Well, it's definitely something to keep in mind here. I'll shoot this this email there.
Yeah.
And if you do look to take advantage of it before November, or you kind of want to just see what programs you could get approved for here once you are in our system, the offers are good for 90 days. So if you just kind of want to know what you kind of have shopping power-wise in the back pocket for when it does come time to November.
Yeah, pretty good. When a local Buick dealer wants us to buy $200,000 worth of new trucks, but we're not going to do that this month.
Oh, wow. You guys has business been good this year for you?
Business has been excellent this year.
Wow.
For some reason, Albuquerque is doing very well. The Albuquerque market construction has been very robust, and we've been really very busy, so it's
yeah, construction in general has pretty much been taken off these last like year or two, hasn't it?
The funny thing is I read the national numbers about business fixed investment structures, and it's been down last year and the first half of this year, so it's but apparently the Southwest is good, yeah.
Okay.
Other parts of the country, I guess, are not doing as well, but certainly the Southwest. We've been very busy with hospitals, restaurants, hotels, just all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, we're out here in San Diego, and construction is always busy here, but the last, I'd say, year and a year and a half, it's really just been taken off. It's
really
everyone's building something, which is, it's really cool to see, actually.
Yeah, but we talked to other concrete contractors in the Southern California market, and there's so many companies pursuing the business that they said there's very little margin.
It's very saturated, that's for sure.
Very competitive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here we've been able to, you know, really get a good margin this year on our work, which...
Competition isn't as thriving out there for you then?
Guess not, because we're doing really good.
Good for you guys then. That's really all that matters.
It's been a very good year, and hopefully next year is also looking okay. So far, so good. Anyway.
Yeah, no, definitely keep us in mind here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'll maybe try and touch base here, and you know, like maybe a month and a half, 2 months. Once we get closer to November, and if that's something you guys are looking to do.
Tell me a little about the Bank of Cardiff to save me having to do a lot of...
No, yeah, of course. You know,
you guys are what, a little private bank out there? Or?
Yeah, we're a private business bank out here. We've been out here for a little over 14 years now. We actually started on just the equipment side of financing, and then after the whole 2008 breakdown, we started introducing the working capital programs, just as an easier source of funds for companies to kind of take advantage of whatever opportunity they may have at hand. But, we've got an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've got incredible, I should say, reputation as far as the clients that we have and the repeat business that we do bring back in. And people just don't like dealing with nationwide banks and the hoops you have to jump through and the endless amounts of paperwork.
We were with Bank of America. We didn't even, consider calling them up because it'd be like, well, what's a concrete pump, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really impossible to.
It really is, especially with the way that they just kind of function as a business. It takes sometimes multiple months to get you an answer. They're usually not going to get you the amount you need just because of the way they're kind of on restriction right now with lending. And it's just kind of opened up a whole market there for companies like us to kind of come in and thrive and get these companies money when they need it, you know, when they got a piece of equipment that they could have made money on it for 2 months.
Good big margin on it too. Better.
Exactly. We're not going to sit here and act like we're not going to be a little bit more expensive, but if you got the opportunities there and it makes sense for the business, I mean, there's really, it's a no-brainer. So it's just a matter if it's making sense for the business, if it lines up. But definitely keep us in mind, and I'll just kind of keep touching base maybe once a month. But if anything does come up, feel free to reach out, and we can kind of get the ball rolling or at least give you an idea for what we can do for you.
Okay, appreciate it. We'll see what we can do.
Sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Bye.